This is Managing Mayhem,
brought to you by two lawyers and a layman.
Because good intentions are not a legal defense.
Wait, I'm sorry, they're not? Okay, well, let's get going then.
Hello and welcome to Managing Mayhem with Patty, Jeff, and Jack. What are we talking about today? I really don't want the small talk. I just want to get into it. No questions.
Straight to business.
We are talking about rage applying. It is a trend in 2023.
Okay.
Does it sound like a trend?
Does it sound like what it is?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, it is someone being so frustrated and angry at their boss or their job that they are just spewing out multiple job applications, rage applying out of anger and frustration, applying for other jobs.
I just imagine like someone just pounding their keyboard and just like on LinkedIn, like resume, application, you know,
like the
cover letter, right?
Jury duty.
Exactly. God, that's a good movie. Okay, so first of all, how did it catch on? Before I even go there, it just seems like people are frustrated with their job, so they're applying to several jobs out of frustration.
Right. I feel like a new workplace trend is...
It's a reach.
It's a slight reach. It's like...
Making stuff up.
You don't like your job, so you apply for other jobs. And, you know, maybe applying for multiple jobs is new and novel to some people, but I think typically
like
most people
like
cast
20s.
A broad net. Yeah. It's like...
So why is it catching on this way right now?
Here's the source. We'll
give
go to the source.
Give us a there's scoop.
There's a Canadian TikToker by the name of Red Wees. And she posted a TikTok video saying, I don't like my job or something along those lines. And I applied to 15 jobs and I got one that gave me $25,000 increased salary.
Yeah, and she sat there she's also laying in bed while saying
yes.
So wait a minute. So you watch it. I have not seen it. But
yeah, she's laying kind of in bed and she said
remote
just
worker.
Exactly what Jeff said and said, I just rage applied to 15 jobs and I got a $25,000 pay increase. You guys just keep, and then she says, keep rage applying. It'll happen.
Keep rage applying.
It'll happen.
So how many views?
Like over 300,000, like 370,000, I think. Right?
It's like millions, though. I think it's in the millions. Yeah.
I think
maybe
that
it's 300,000
like
likes.
Yeah.
Damn.
The thing that's kind of funny though is like not to be a TikTok skeptic, but like,
please. Why not?
Did you get a job? Did you like?
Yeah. I did see the next video that she had posted was her making like personalized dog biscuits for her own dog, like individually.
So I'm not sure.
That's a freaking good job, though. If that's a $25,000 pay increase, I'm in.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And the next one
is
a breakdown of beer. So I don't.
Right.
That you could get tens of millions of views on a coined phrase of rage applying. And now it is all over different articles. And if you Google it, it's coming up on prominent news sites.
What is it? What's going on? Why are employees doing it? Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, rage applying. It's like, and some of those videos are like a minute.
I like looked it up and the definition's just like applying to multiple jobs because you're dissatisfied with your own. Okay.
But what, I guess besides people being just angry with their job and doing it, what, is there a cause, like a primary cause? Like
you mean
a certain kind of dissatisfaction?
You mean other than us kind of making fun of the whole premise, this is a thing? I mean, obviously it's a thing if she's getting 30 million views. I mean, obviously it is.
It resonates.
It resonates. I think it goes to the theory that about half of people don't like their jobs and a third of them hate their jobs.
Right.
And I don't know, the stats, this movie don't add up. But basically, people feel undervalued. They don't feel, with inflation especially, that they're paid enough, even though an employer can't totally control that. And there's general discontentment. That's what I think.
And also people, I think, since COVID have had a lot more time to reflect on, am I using my time wisely, efficiently, or doing things I want to do? So maybe they're more vocal, or the need is more widespread of like, hey, I want to speak for myself.
Well, and I was reading like, you know, we've left the peak of the great resignation of people quitting their jobs, you know, but even in October, 4 million people quit their jobs. And so people are still, like you're saying, Jack, They're still leaving. They're still looking.
Right.
For those same reasons you mentioned, Patty, just kind of general discontentment and inflation and feeling undervalued.
And so. Probably not paid enough. That's probably a big one.
Right. You know, it's a fact that inflation is outpacing wage increases. So, I mean, that that's a fact of life right now. So
and you can take that to the bank. Or
take
it to Network News.
I just get a little skeptical when it's coming from TikTok, but that doesn't mean it's not happening.
Just because I'm, it's weird. Just because I'm skeptical of something on TikTok doesn't mean that the 30 million people who watched it are.
Exactly.
Yes. I have only, every time I've applied for a job, I've only applied for one. I've never applied for multiple jobs in the past.
What have you been doing? How did you get a job?
How did you get a job?
I think the other difference is that rage applying is easier to do when you're sitting in her bed on TikTok. You know?
Yeah. No, it's the thing that's funny about it. It's, you know, we all have done it where we're applying for a job and you finally brush up your resume and your cover letter. And then you just start sending it out because it's all done. Right. Yeah. You're just like, send. Okay. You know? And so
Dad's like, why'd you send me your resume, Jack?
I have one client that they fired someone a year ago and the person inadvertently applied to them again, even though they had agreed not to apply to them. And they said, oh, sorry. I was just throwing out a bunch of resumes.
That's humiliating.
Yeah.
So what are, I mean, besides the obvious downfall or pitfall of rage applying to something, just I think when rage is attached to anything or like a strong emotion like that, you're acting in like that fight or flight place, so it's not like super informed. But also I think because it's the application process, like it's still that new phase where it's really, I don't know, getting you.
Yeah, I wasn't meaning to laugh, but it does. Anything with rage attached, you gotta be
careful. It's like what's the downside, what are they?
I think when you think about it. Okay, we're going to talk from the people who are rage applying, their perspective, right? They are just shooting out their resumes, and a lot of it, even the patient zero, you know, the first person, like that. But she, you know, she says she goes for a job with better money, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, I think that's what they look for. They're looking for money. And I think one downside, if you are an employee listening and you have been quote unquote rage applying or just casting a broad net, whatever you want to call it, the rage implies that you're just going to take whatever it is quickly and you're not going to really think about, hey, actually, is this job going to be a good fit for me? Am I going to be satisfied with it? You're just seeing that either, you know, the increase in the pay or
that there's something out there.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but some people pay a lot for certain jobs because no one wants them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so you got to think about it. I mean,
that's the incentive. I think it's weird with these buzzwords that like calling it rage applying suddenly implies some sort of moral or some sort of judgmental stereotype on it, when literally it is just people doing what they've always done.
Right.
So I think that it's an easy way for maybe employers to not look at what they're doing or how they can incentivize their employees because they could say, oh, it's just someone who's rage applying to other jobs. They'll cool off.
Well, and I like, there's one quote that I got to mention before, you know, we talk about the manager side of it and the employer side of it. But one quote was, blinded by rage and fury, they accept whichever job will pay them the most without contemplating whether it will be mentally satisfying with their new role or not. Like, so much.
It's like the voiceover in the intro of Lord of the Rings.
Right. It's like, ooh.
You know,
tingly inside.
Also, I think most people would acknowledge that sometime in their life they've done something out of rage and they probably regret it, whether it's a drunk text to an ex, whether sending an email burner late at night so I think anytime rage is involved, and obviously in this case maybe a cooling off for that person before they do it, keep in mind that it might get back to your boss as well, so you know, you might want to think about it before you do it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So how do managers address rage applying?
Well, you know, again, the preventative steps to begin with are to make sure you're staying competitive with wages. Because even though we say people love a good team, they love, you know, blah, 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 fun activities, people look at money. They need money. They need money to pay their bills. Okay. Right. So you have to remain competitive. If you think you don't if you think you don't, you won't, whatever it is, it's wrong, you know? And so you do have to remain competitive. Also, if you can't remain competitive, let's say you're a job that is a nonprofit organization, you're going
or you
to
make
to...
personal dog biscuits for your own dog.
Yes. Something
it's
like
hard
that.
To have an
but you're going to have to strut your other benefits that, you know, they right. can, employees can have all the dog biscuits they want for their puppies, you know.
And that's
going to
bring
know.
In whoever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. I mean, one thing that Patty and I review a lot are just PTO policies. And I think people now are getting very creative on their PTO policies.
Yes.
To use that as an enticing benefit to come work for them because they may not be able to compensate, but they can give time off or flexibility. And so definitely if you have that option, then show it, strut it, and provide it to your employees.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about something you said, Patty. Mom. Felt really
Patricia.
Weird. Patricia. Mom. That, oh, I forgot. Oh, wait, oh God, it's happening. I hate this. Okay. Oh no, I really lost it. It's going to come back.
Yeah. The other thing, make sure you have pay equity and, gender pay equity is a huge problem. Some states are showing 75 cents still on the dollar of being paid. So, you know, someone's not going to, they're going to rage apply to other jobs if they find out that they're being paid a disparate pay. Mm-hmm. So,
I remember. My question is if your boss found out that you were just sending out resumes and stuff, could you get in trouble from them?
Yes, you could be fired.
Is that right?
Yes. Most, other than Montana, most employment situations are at will, meaning that you can terminate employment without any reason, no reason. But I think it's clearly a reason that if, first of all, if you're doing it on the clock, then that's a major problem. It's a violation of your policies. You're misusing possibly company equipment. So and also a lot of companies require loyalty. And if they think you're not loyal or they're concerned about confidential information being leaked to another company that you're applying for, they're going to fire you. So it is a huge risk to rage apply. You could lose your job. You might not care, but that is a manager does have that tool.
Right.
Right.
So maybe it warrants a conversation before you start rage applying just because that might be... You might actually get what you need out of the company you're at before sending a bunch of stuff out and then losing the current job.
Right. Absolutely. The other thing I've seen, and this was kind of part of the rage applying prong, is they're not only looking for other jobs with more pay, people are looking to leverage that to their current employer to get a raise, saying, hey, I got this offer here. They're going to pay me 10 grand more. What are you going to do? You know, I'll go to them unless you can offer me more, you know.
I hate that.
I've sent my resume to my aunts and uncles, and they've all offered me places to stay and live. What are you going to offer me?
Room and housing. What can you do?
In Florida.
You pay my rent? In Florida.
I don't want anyone managing in fear of losing people or under an ultimatum.
Right. It's kind of like this, like every action movie where the president comes out and it's like, we don't negotiate with terrorists, you know?
Yeah.
Air Force One in particular. It's a very stunning speech. Go watch it on YouTube.
Oh my God. I don't have to. Rob, your dad, he likes to watch that movie all the time.
Sometimes he'll just watch that speech. I'll watch him on YouTube.
Can I just give him the clips? I don't want to watch a 2-hour movie for that.
It's a great speech and a great movie, and everyone should go watch it.
And also
Independence Day. If you haven't watched that one in a while, check it out.
Yeah.
The president has a great speech.
The OG, if you're not crying and inspired, I don't know what to tell you.
I'd rather see him in While You Were Sleeping. I'm sorry, you know, but...
what is that actor's name? The dad in Casper.
I'm drawing a blank.
No clue. Okay, what were you going
to
say?
Okay, so going back to that, what I hate about this is I hear it from companies all the time, like, Patty, hurry, get a contract, draft an offer for us because they have 5 other offers.
Right.
Okay, no. Where is their offer? If they have an offer, have them bring it in and show it to you.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
The girl on the TikTok, I'm going to be honest, was not showing us really any receipts.
But she really making dog biscuits.
The next video was that.
Hey, that can be profitable, but that's not a job with an employer with a 25,000 increase, probably. She's selling them.
Yeah, it's her, or it's just her... or maybe it was a hobby. I don't mean to come for what was her name, Lee Wheeze, Red Wheeze. I don't mean she could make beautiful dog biscuits. That's not fair of me. I can't cook.
I don't know, Jeff. What do you think? I think that it's okay to say, "Where's your offer? Where's the company?"
I think so.
No, I agree with that. I think that's fair. I think that, you know, going to pay transparency, we've talked about this, and we should probably have a separate pod on pay transparency because it's such an important issue.
Let's do that. Scintillating. Very important, though.
No, but it's very important.
Very important.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. If you're boring as hell. Sorry.
No, but I mean, I think you need to know the boundaries and kind of your own boundaries as far as what you're willing to pay somebody within that position. Because what happens is, if you're just kind of wheeling and dealing and you're like, oh, okay, well, we'll match their 10 grand. All of a sudden, you're paying one gender more than someone else just on a whim, right? And then your pay equity is all out of, you know, it's all out of whack. You're not paying, you know, either a male or a female the same amount for the same job. And so it's really, you know, when I say transparency, is saying, hey, no, this is what we can offer for this position. This is the range.
Right.
We can adjust it based on qualifications.
Right.
But you just coming to us saying, hey, well, I got another offer. It's like, well, that's not a qualification.
Right.
You know, that's right.
And Jeff,
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, you know, we're talking about kind of the trend, but this rage applying is going to have illegal repercussions. You're absolutely right.
Right.
If you have one IT person that rage, you know, applied and came to you and said, I'm going to go somewhere else. And you're like, okay, we'll come up with 10 more grand. And that's an Equal Pay Act violation if that person is paid 10 grand more than the female. That's what it is.
That's the term.
You got to stay within your pay ranges. So, you know, do not act in fear. One, because I also think that if they see, what is it, the whites of your eyes or what's...
Right.
They've got you. You're held hostage to that employee. But second of all, we do want to be consistent in our pay practices to remain compliant.
Hey guys, go to Patty. She's gonna cave instantly if you just say you have some other offer. So, you know,
no one ever said about mom.
You know what? I tell you, I may sound like a hard guy on this. If someone came to me and said I have another offer, I'd say congratulations. I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
I actually would not negotiate it because they don't want to stay with me.
Yeah.
Or they're using that to kind of threaten me and with a smile on their face. Right. I don't like it. I think it's disloyal.
It's like a toxic thing people do in relationships. Yeah. They say like, oh yeah, I could go, you know, or I could
go.
Right. The whole concept of
I'll run away with a grocery store clerk. He flirts with me all the time. Don't think I won't.
Oh my god.
But the whole thing, to me, that's what it reminds me of. I mean, you say like toxic in a relationship. I think of almost like a toddler. Like, I didn't have my way at work today, so I'm going to go rage apply to like 15 jobs and then I'm going to leverage it against my new, my current company. And it's like, okay, I don't know if I want that person in my company if that's the attitude and approach they're going
to
take.
And if that's really how they feel too. If they really feel that unhappy and aren't willing to talk to you about it, then it's like, okay, then this is over.
Right. And we wish you luck at our competitor.
My recommendation to an employee is your best approach is to actually pretty much quantify and identify your value and go to that manager and say, I feel I'm worth XYZ. These are my duties. These are the hours. I am requesting a raise or a bonus or fill in the blank. And if they don't satisfy it, then you actually don't have to rage apply. You just apply. But you have information and you've done it professionally and respectfully. And
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you don't do it that way, I think it says something about the person. I don't want a rage applicant working for me, frankly, because I think that is a toxic, Jack, you mentioned the word toxic. I don't want that rage brought to my work environment. And
And then on the employer side, I guess it really is just, you can treat your employees well while you have them.
Yes.
Right. It's a retention issue. It's really just trying to retain employees with your benefits, with your atmosphere, with your, you know, workplace conduct and your pay if you can. But it's really just trying to retain employees.
Right.
So we're all just trying to keep people around that we like. And if you don't want to be here, get out.
I think these trends, you know, they are good for conversation and for us to reflect as managers. If you're competitive, whether you're doing the right thing by them, treating people respectfully,
right?
They're not anything for us to be like we have to cave into demands to,
right?
But
well, and obviously, I mean, we're kind of making light of what rage applying is because it, when you look at it, it's nothing new, but
yeah.
The term is actually really resonating with people. If people are posting it and watching it that many times, it obviously means that something's going on.
Right. I think that it's showing that everyone's really burnt out across the board. People are feeling overworked, underappreciated. So maybe that's what people can look at.
I mean, it's not about really whether you agree, disagree, or like the trend. It's to acknowledge that there is a trend. And so managers can take note and say, are our practices in line with good retention efforts?
Right.
Okay, great.
I did see, though, that they got more hits on extension, lash, mascara than for the rage applying. I think one got 40 million and one got 30, but...
Yeah, it's definitely a more interesting topic. And it really goes to show you the only thing that matters is if you're on TikTok or not.
Right. And I'm not.
And if you're following... Red Wheeze or not, because we've dogged on her the whole time. So now we're actually going to hype her up. And I do want the dog biscuits, and I don't even have a dog.
All right. Well, listen, before we go, just quick reminder, we get an upcoming training. It's an HR seminar where Patty and I are going to be discussing what is a reasonable accommodation under the ADA. So join us on February 28th from 10 to 11:30, where we talk about reasonable accommodations. We'll give a whole walkthrough of what you need to do and the different accommodations you have to consider.
Now that's scintillating.
Okay, right. That's good. I don't know any of those words.
It's really practical, and that's really the goal. And so
exactly.
Join us on the 28th for that.
Okay, great. Woo! Well, thank you guys, and hope you have a mayhem-free week.
Cool down on the rage. You know?
Let it ride.
Or let it ride. Ride it out. All right, I want to go now.
Have a great week, guys.
Bye.
Managing Mayhem is presented by Management Northwest and Management Southwest and cannot be copied or rebroadcast without prior written consent. By listening to this podcast, you understand that we, or at least two of us, are lawyers, but we are not your lawyers. Therefore, nothing we say on the podcast should be taken as legal advice or considered to create an attorney-client relationship. It is solely meant for your educational and informational purposes. The podcast should not be used as a substitute for legal advice from an attorney licensed in your state. Please be aware that listening to lawyers can cause side effects such as migraines, self-doubt, and also may cure insomnia. But you know what? Trust your own judgment, or you're not your mom.